I just wanted to be the best. I've always had self-belief that I can be something, and I truly believe that running and racing is sort of my calling, but it just kind of took over everything in my life, and I could only think about running and I could only think about training, and I could have got even more out of myself if I'd allowed myself to be a bit more open-minded, and I would happily train on my own purely and simply because then no one would be in my way. And it was little things like that where I was just so narrow-minded, and like my whole life was arranged around training.
So what was making you overtrain like that, but at the same time under fuel, so you weren't eating enough to be able to cope with the training regime?
My track sessions were very intense. I was 15, 16 years old doing the same track sessions as senior men, which isn't right or appropriate, but it was something I was pushing to do. And the runs between, I would always push the boundaries of what I needed to do between sessions. And it kind of led a lot of the older females in my group down a path which was pretty dark. And their relationship with food was just frightful. And my whole concept of eating just became warped because, yes, I was eating more than them, and I knew I was eating more than them, and I knew that they weren't well, and I knew that. But eating more than nothing isn't enough.
You were 15, you were a child, there are people responsible for you. Did nobody say anything?
It's going to sound strange considering the situation I'm now in, but my parents very much were more on the side of resting and recovery than anything else. They tried really, really, really hard with me to keep me under control, but I found ways of pushing the boundaries of training and my training volumes so that I kind of went under the radar. I have always had animals and I've always had to do my horses early morning, but who knows what time I'm leaving for my run? They can't have 24-hour surveillance on me, and I just felt, who needs to know how far I'm doing? The other issue was, during track sessions, I was hitting all my targets in training. I never ever showed signs that my body wasn't coping because I was hitting targets and wanting to run quicker. So target times got quicker and I was hitting them absolutely no problem.
You mentioned at that time you didn't think it was having any impact on your body. And then all of a sudden it did. Describe how you discovered that you had osteoporosis at the age of 20.
It was an amazing year. My training got cut by probably about 50%. And I was around athletes who were professional athletes, and I could begin to live that life. And Rob very quickly saw my compulsive behaviour and how I'm obsessed, and he saw that and cottoned onto that really quick. And I got to Loughborough and I was literally put on a leash. And it was like, no, you do what you're told, you're honest, and we will have good results. And I had the best summer season. And it was injury-free. And I thought, you know what, I've turned the corner. I don't need to do these miles. And I suddenly became a lot smarter and matured because I was in that environment. And I was on my end-of-season breaks. And I said to Rob, oh, is it all right if I swim? And he was like, you're going to get back just doing some easy runs next week. So go in the pool. Don't do too much. Just have fun. So I got in the pool and I was just swimming with my sister, and we was just doing like a mini, pretty easy session. It was nothing taxing. And halfway through the set, I pushed off the wall and I felt my foot absolutely crunch. And I said to Alex, my sister, and was like, Alex, I think I've broken my foot. And laughed. And then she laughed and went, come on, crack on, we're nearly done. I text Rob saying, I've got a bruise, but I think it's all right. I'm meant to be running in 2 days, aren't I? And he said, yeah, yeah. And I did this easy run and I couldn't turn a corner. Like, my foot wouldn't allow me to turn. So I just ran in a straight line. And that's when I realised my foot's not okay. It's not a bruise. And we went and got that scanned. And it turned out I'd broken my foot in one place and had two stress fractures in another place. And that's when British Athletics flagged up, that's not okay. You can't break your foot in a swimming pool. There's something else going on. So I got sent for a DEXA scan. I opened these results not even thinking I was going to have to read them. I just sort of opened the envelope and was like, yeah. And then I just saw, and it was just that word. It was just like osteoporosis. And I just didn't know what to do. I just read it again and it was just like osteoporosis in the lumbar spine. I just thought, oh my God.